Well, here we are then. Welcome to you, Joe and Debbie. Welcome to Phoenix. And you're from Billericay Town Council, yeah?
That's right.
And you've come to talk to us about your upcoming event, which is the Christmas Lights, yes?
On Sunday, this forthcoming Sunday, the Christmas Lights, and it's in Billericay High Street.
That's good news then, isn't it? As your Billericay Town Council.
That's right.
Crikey, so that's the 19th then, yeah?
Yes, we're a little bit earlier this year, but
right.
It's never too soon to start getting into the Christmas spirit, so...
Nicely put. So what time does the whole thing kick off?
Well, we'll be closing the road because we have a trailer stage which we have to get in.
Mm-hmm.
So from midday, 12 o'clock, we'll be closing the road from Western Road in Billericay
right.
down to Rose Lane, which is just past Mary Magdalene, the other end of the high street where the car parks are. Don't worry, because people can still get in and park in the car parks and get out, but you just won't be able to come straight through the high street.
Okay, so you've got a closed, empty high street. What's going to happen in that space then?
Well, during that space, we have a trailer stage, which will then be setting up near Mary Magdalene, which mm-hmm. is the church in the centre.
That's where it all happens, outside the bridge, outside the Mary Magdalene, between the Mary Magdalene Church and the Chequers Public House.
So that's the place people need to try and make their way to
it
get the
indeed.
Best view.
Yes, yeah.
Yes,
definitely.
While the stage is being set up, we normally start to get into the Christmas spirit because we have the Salvation Army come and play outside the pub.
Oh, brilliant.
The Chequers pub always actually gives us a lot of support at this time of the year, and they usually dress up or they provide mulled wine. And
a snow machine, which the kids love, don't they?
Yes.
You
don't
have to be a kid to love them. I love
them. No, that's very true.
No, trouble is, if you're standing there, you do get a bit wet after a while, but it's great
fun.
But
we so rarely get snow at Christmas, so it's lovely that you brought your own.
Yes, exactly. We can be guaranteed.
Okay. So the whole thing kicks off officially then at 3 o'clock, is that right?
We're hoping that the trailer stage will be set up earlier.
Okay.
And that will enable the brass band that we have this year, which is Harmony Brass, which a lot of local people will know of because they play in various charity sessions
yep.
around the area.
Yep.
And they will be playing from 2:30, and they will be up on the stage, hopefully, that if it's ready by then. But
sure.
they'll certainly be starting as soon as they can.
Mm-hmm.
At 3 o'clock, that's when it all starts to kick off. And we have the town crier will be coming and ringing the bell and trying to encourage everybody to come and watch. And then we have a whole session of various schools. We have Woodlands School, we have St. Peter's School, and they usually sing, and some of them
yeah.
it's just Christmas songs, some of them it's carols, but they're very sweet.
Yes,
and
indeed. Yeah.
So,
well, the choirs are lovely because we go from all the age ranges. We've got the little infants going right up to the senior and the sixth form level.
Okay.
Yes.
So,
yes,
all ages.
We've been having the Mayflower Choir now for some time,
yeah.
and they have quite a large choir, but it's very professional and they make a wonderful sound. So yes, that's great to have all the schools involved, which is what really we're all about. We're
mm-hmm.
not about having big names opening the switch on. We're about a community, bringing all the different aspects of the community together
mm-hmm.
and showing off what we do in Billericay. So it's
great stuff.
It's a lovely community feel about it.
There's a lot of talent in Billericay, isn't there? And it's really nice to be able to showcase it in this way. And the local groups are quite happy to do it.
Excellent.
So
I'm not
they
surprised,
really enjoy
actually.
It. They really enjoy it and look forward to it. In fact, they sort of say, same time next year as they're leaving at the end of one, we're already thinking about the next one, aren't we?
Yes,
I was just going to ask that, do they take a lot of planning, or are you in a situation where you're, you know, you've done it a number of times now, and it's become slightly easier to do?
I would say every year's different, isn't it? There's always something, but the main thing is to get the road closure. We get that organised and we get our traffic management company onto that as soon as possible.
Right.
So that's usually all booked in February.
Right.
And then throughout the sort of spring and summer, you start thinking about the acts and the format that you want the afternoon to take.
We have to be in contact, obviously, with the Christmas lights contractors.
Of course,
and sorting out what we're doing. So, for Debbie and I, Christmas doesn't ever stop.
Yeah.
Maybe get a break in January for about 4 weeks. Yeah, that's it.
When you start talking to people, they say, what are you doing planning your Christmas lights now? But that's what we have to do.
A bit of an insight there to Mr. and Mrs. Christmas then. They have a little holiday, don't they, in January, and then they're back on it. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
And so how long does this afternoon last? It starts at 3 o'clock?
Well, it starts at half past two if you want to come and listen to the brass band.
And get a good place.
And then 3 o'clock, that's the programme actually starts. And then we aim for the switch on at 4:30. And by then it's getting dark.
I was just going to say that would be perfect timing, wouldn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Father Christmas and his entourage appear, and we have everybody up on the stage for the last section. And this year, which is very, very nice, we're very pleased. We've been having a Citizen of the Year for the last 2 years.
Okay.
And We chose one of the street pastors last year, and this year we have Carl Roberts, who's helped out an awful lot with the Billericay Community Cinema. And
right.
But we also decided this year that we would have a Young Citizen of the Year, and our Young Citizen of the Year is a little girl. She's 7 or 8 now, about that sort of age.
Mm-hmm.
Her mum will probably be texting us to tell us.
Right now.
And, and she has a little brother who's 4, and he has something called Duchenne's disease, which you probably
heard
of. Mm-hmm. And it's a form of, a rare form of muscular dystrophy.
Right.
And she contacted us early in the year about the Christmas lights, saying, you know, could they do something at the Christmas lights? Because April, the daughter, was very, very good with her brother, and they, you know, they wanted to do something very special. Anyway, we chose her as our Young Citizen of the Year. And they will be at the Christmas lights, and they will be switching, they will be pressing the button.
That was one of the duties for the Young Citizen of the Year, who gets to switch on the Christmas lights. And obviously, if April's doing it, we've got to have her brother as well.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
Be lovely, just the two. Yes. Very exciting. And our Citizen of the Year is going to start the countdown, and then the Young Citizens will switch on the lights, probably with Santa's assistance, won't they?
Yes.
Wow, what a great photo opportunity that's going to be as well, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Wow,
and
that's excellent.
We'll also have we have everybody up on the stage that's involved with it, and we have the town crier, who will be helping with the countdown.
Yes,
and
he starts it off, doesn't he?
Yes.
With Carl, they'll start it off, and and hopefully, this is when Joe and I have our fingers and everything else crossed, that the lights go on when the switch is pressed.
Yeah, yes. I can imagine that the tension rises there when you're doing a countdown.
Yes. We've had some real disasters right on the day.
Everybody else is looking forward to seeing the lights go on, but we're just standing there thinking, please come on,
please come on. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Perfect.
It's a lovely, lovely atmosphere. So
it sounds fantastic.
But
yeah.
It's super safe because, as we say, the road is closed,
closure.
So there's no worries about the young children. They're perfectly safe. They haven't got to worry about dodging any cars. And families, we do get a lot of young families, which is nice.
Yes.
I mean, they've said that sometimes they go to these events and they don't, if the crowds are too big or you know, the roads aren't closed, it is worrying for them.
Sure, they spend a lot of time looking in other places, making sure the young ones are safe,
Oh, no, youth counsellors do give out balloons to the children, don't they?
Yes.
And at the end, you can go and greet Father Christmas and have your photograph taken with him, and he does give out some sweets. He has sweets for every child that wants to come and see him.
I get the impression you're going to be stacked out on this occasion. Absolutely. You're on Phoenix, a local radio station advertising something local. Isn't that brilliant? Ladies, thanks very much for coming in. I'd like to ask you some more questions. I need to play a little bit of music because we're supposed to be a music station. So let's have a bit of Coldplay, and after that we'll have another little chat.
Phoenix FM.
Well, that was Coldplay with Someone Special, and I've got two people special in studio with me today, both of them from Billericay Town Council. I've got Joe and Debbie, who've just been talking about their Christmas lights. It's upcoming on the 19th of November, this Sunday, folks, remember, 3 to 4.30. Get there earlier, though, to make sure you get a good space, because the road is going to be closed to traffic. Now, can you give us an idea of things you might be considering for the new year, 2018, as it were?
We'll obviously be still having leftover events from the Christmas lights, and one of them is shortly after Christmas lights gone, fortnight after, we have the big market, Christmas market in Billericay.
Okay.
And the week prior to that, so all the shopkeepers, if you're listening, please, please, please get your windows dressed ready for Christmas that week before, because our youth town councillors will be touring the Christmas windows displays, having a look to choose their best dressed window for Billericay for this year. So
the winner gets £100 from the town council to donate to a charity of their choice as well.
It has to be a local charity.
Yes.
We like to keep it local.
And so you should. Yeah. Well, that's very nice indeed. So that's immediately after the fireworks ceremony. They should be getting ready to get their windows
done.
And then that will be run. Yeah. Sorry, the Christmas lights. They'll get their windows done, and then there'll be a judging thing.
29th of November is the judging date. Wednesday, 29th of November.
Yeah. Good. When you started to talk about leftovers, I was thinking food for a minute. Christmas food leftovers.
No, this is the final sort of celebrations as far as the town council is concerned for Christmas lights.
Okay.
The best dress window becomes part and parcel of that. So, and after that, we'll then have a few weeks where we get chance to sort out our own Christmas, buy some presents and food. But and then in the new year, we will be looking forward, because it's 2018, and it's the 100th anniversary for the First World War, the end of the First World War. And
200th? The 200th, isn't it?
No, it's 100.
Oh, all right then.
1918.
No, 1918, 2018. Sorry.
Yes.
Slap wrist, here it comes. You heard that on air.
Yeah, so what we'll be trying to do is to coordinate some events that will include all the societies and groups and clubs around Billericay. If they're doing something, we'll help to coordinate and make sure they don't overlap.
Right.
And hopefully we will be taking part of a nationwide event, which is lighting a beacon, because Billericay has their own beacon.
Oh, great.
And Queen's Toastmaster has coordinated this on various occasions.
They want to get 1,000 beacons lit across the UK. So
in November 2018?
Yeah, on the 11th of November 2018 at 7 p.m. in the evening.
Wow.
So that's when we'll be lighting the beacon at Sun Corner.
And
had decided 100% what the actual format the event will be, but there'll be something.
Yes,
definitely.
Yeah.
Is it true that you can sight another beacon from your site? Because that was the original intention, wasn't it? One was lit and then the next was lit because they could see them on the horizon.
Maybe if you're in a plane or something, you might be able to see.
Buildings in the way now, are there?
Yeah. I think there are too many.
There's quite a number of councils that have signed up for this yes. already.
Brilliant.
Over 1,000.
Yes. So throughout the country, there will, you know, there will be beacons burning, and
look forward to that. That's, yeah, so I really do. I think that's amazing. Yes. Event, that. Yeah.
Well, hopefully you'll invite us back to talk to you about that when we get a bit closer to the time.
And then, of course, consider it done, ladies. Yep.
And we have our annual gardening competition, which is Billericay in Bloom.
Okay.
And that's in the summer. Yep. And then obviously I was just thinking we will be looking for a new citizen and young citizen of the year round about the start
yes,
of the new
course.
Year, won't we?
Yes.
So
yes.
we'll be sort of putting information
oh,
out
right,
about applications
okay.
for that.
Oh, great. Well, then everyone in Billericay, keep your eyes open, because there's an adult one, as it were, and a young
That's
citizen.
Right. Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
Ladies, thank you so much for coming in and entertaining us today. I've had a great time. Hope you've enjoyed it.
Yeah, thank you for
thank
having
you
us.
For
and, oh, look, we've got Elvis Presley, Viva Las Vegas, queued up already. I love that man.